Trials are part of the human condition and can make or break us. The book of James regards trials as opportunities rather than obstacles. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. God's purpose is to allow challenges that bring the potential for growth and strength. We determine whether we will grow up or give up, get bitter or get better. Can we equip ourselves with maturity, wisdom, and even joy to please God during difficult times? To accomplish this, we need to understand the nature and purposes of trials. A trial can be one of the sharpest tools in God's tool belt. He routinely uses them to hone and shape our faith. While we try to avoid them, we should expect trials. Does that sound pessimistic? It shouldn't. Jesus never said we would escape trials and troubles. On the contrary, he said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. James told us to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, not if we fall into various trials. Experiencing a trial doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It simply means you are subject to the human condition. I didn't say all of those words in the village that night. It can take a long time to give a message when every sentence is translated. But I wanted them to know that even though they were experiencing trials worse than I'll ever experience, it didn't mean God didn't love them. I told them about my journey through that illness. I looked around as my words were being interpreted, and I could see the connections being made. Their eyes stared back at me, dark eyes, full of so much pain and determination and even hope. God saved me from cancer, perhaps in order to keep me alive so that I could come here and encourage you and receive encouragement from you. Of all the surprising places in the world, he sent me here tonight to simply remind you that he loves you. I marveled at how much God showed his love to these people, tucked away in a forgotten place in the world. He had good thoughts toward them. He had plans for them, a group of people I had never heard of, a group of people I never even knew existed. But God knew, and he didn't forget. After I finished talking, we stayed with the villagers and ate dinner with them before making another call.